Kia ora, you're listening to Urban Māori Radio at 7:41 as we cross the Claudia Tawiti. E te turene, kia ora nō atu koe. E mihi o te tauhou Māori, tēnā a koe, Claudia.
Oh, mihi mō te tauhou Māori, kia koe.
Tēnā
koe, Well, Parliament's in recess again until the end of July, did you know? But good news, Auckland, your fuel prices in the region are expected to drop, or fuel prices are expected to drop by 11.5 cents today. I hope that makes a difference. And because today, the coalition government passed legislation in March to abolish the tax. The tax was implemented by the former Labor government today in 2018, and it was meant to be in place for 10 years to raise money for infrastructure in Auckland, but Minister for Transport Simeon Brown, he says it was a waste of money. And here's Minister Brown.
People know hundreds of millions of dollars of that Auckland regional fuel tax wasn't even being spent. It was sitting in a bank account doing nothing. And so we're cancelling the tax, one, because it was being spent on the wrong priorities. We're focusing it back on the basics, and that remaining funding is going to go towards priority projects such as the Eastern Busway, more trains for the City Rail Link, and local roading upgrades across Auckland.
Yeah. At Te Pāti Māori, they're refusing to stand down Takutai Natasha Kent, saying the inquiry into Mani Rewa Marae needs to take its course. The Te Pāti co-leaders say they're not going to fuel the witch hunt that's taking place in the media. Here are the two co-leaders.
I think what this is really showing is that any time Māori try to do something to engage more people in democracy, in the process,
get hammered for it. Like, federated farmers get to do whatever they need to do to support MPs, Greenpeace do it, but as soon as the Marae does it, naughty Māoris, naughty brown people.
On Paramatapātai this afternoon at 6:30, a coalition agreement agreed between ACT and National looks to clarify the meaning of the principles of the treaty and government documents, but in January, a leaked paper from the Ministry of Justice says the coalition government's proposed legislation to define the principles of the Tiriti o Waitangi could be highly contentious. The second reading of the Corrections Amendment Bill that went through the House at the end of June, there were over 70 submissions sent to the Justice Committee. Here's what's coming up this afternoon.
Mr. Speaker, I believe that on behalf of the Minister of Justice, I believe that the Treaty of Waitangi does play some part in our everyday lives. However, what's more important is that New Zealand society as a whole is protected from serious violent crime. And with the latest New Zealand crime and survey results coming out telling us that there is 1.88 million victims of crime last year in New Zealand.
Yep, that's what's coming up on Paramatapātai this afternoon at 6:30.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. Look, it feels as though I'm always climbing into the government, and we try to be fair and sort of professionally impartial, because we sometimes swing left and sometimes swing right. That's the way our governments have worked over time. But what would you say? I mean, Chris Luxon, I saw him a little bit buoyant, saying, hey, the money's starting to add up a bit. We're saving money. We're getting our books balanced right. Is this a con job, or is there something positive that's also going on? Because I know a lot of the time we are identifying the negatives because we're looking at life through a Māori lens, and sometimes it can be very frustrating. But we should also be cutting different ministers and their approaches some slack. How are you reading their performance in the first, 8 months?
Not good. There's a lot to climb into the government about, especially if you are Māori. The principles that are on Paramatapātai this afternoon, it's about Te Tiriti o Waitangi. I mean, that is huge. It impacts on a lot of the government agencies and how they respond to Māori, and also the legislations around criminal justice. There's a lot to be mindful about. There's a lot to worry about if you are Māori. Now, this afternoon's Paramatapātai, it does seem as though I'm always climbing into the Minister for Māori Development as well too, and I guess I am, because his performance so far in the 8 months that he's had that portfolio has been absolutely atrocious. No communication with Māori. In fact, it's been left up to Māori to try and figure out where the advantages are for us in the budget that was announced in May. It shouldn't be up to us to figure out where the advantages are. The communication has been absolutely lacking. And that really the only one that has been working to try and make sure that Māori are factored into the budget actually is Shane Jones. He's the only one that's been out and about. And while we hear narratives where he, you know, talks about blind frogs and he talks about birds and extinction, actually there is quite a lot to be had in his regional development fund. And a lot of that is now, this week will be where we hear where he's going to be putting a lot of that mahi and that mahi. So we're hoping that, as an example, Jobs for Nature, that has not been refunded by the government, but we're hoping that the regional growth fund, that the alternative funding will be in amongst that mix. So yeah, there's a lot to be worried about if we're Māori.
Tēnā koe, Shane does.
While the Prime Minister says that he's squirreling back the money, and sorry to have to say this, but it's not going into the pockets of everyday New Zealanders.
Well, you know, that 11 cents here in the fuel tax, it's very hard to notice that it's there because of the huge fluctuations in petrol prices when you hit the pumps. And, you know, sometimes it's at $3 and sometimes it's at $2.80. You know, I wouldn't know what swagger that's part of the fuel taxes. Hoi anō, I'm pleased that you've touched on that. It's the 1st of July. I was talking, Claudette, with a colleague of mine who works for Health New Zealand, quite a senior player, but she said they all got a memo from the top brass saying, do not refer to this organisation as Te Whatu Ora. Now it is Health New Zealand. So it's came from the government through the head honchos at Health New Zealand, and then it becomes a reality. It's very frustrating, eh?
It is, and that is just part and parcel of the government removing the Māori names from these organisations. That was a coalition government arrangement between all three parties. So, yes, it's been felt across the agencies, that along with the job cuts as well. It's the third time I've said it this morning, it's a very worrying time for us.
It sure is. I'm looking forward to Paramata Pātai with Claudette Hawiti. Evenings here on 603 Itinangi Wātea. Thanks very much, Claudette.
Nā mahi.
Tēnā koe. Ka pai tōrā te tuhine.